Good morning, 7:38 here on this Thursday rainy morning. Keep those headlights on. Just stay safe out there on the roadways. At this time, normally every Thursday, we'll have a representative from the Pensacola Police Department on to discuss law enforcement within the city. And today, like most of the days, it's Mike Wood, Public Information Officer of the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
So you guys did something really cool yesterday. You were decorating the sidewalks with chalk, and it was for a really important cause to raise awareness for sexual assault. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it wasn't only just the Pensacola Police Department. It was the Pensacola Fire Department and City of Pensacola government. We chalked the walk in front of the sidewalk in front of the Pensacola Police Department as part of Sexual Awareness and Prevention Month and shared some messages of hope for survivors.
It was sort of it was a great message, but kind of at an unopportune time. The rain kind of came through and showered it away, but it was still a very nice message shared nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was the first time that we did that. Hopefully it won't be the last. It was organized by Tara Spencer, who is a longtime employee of the police department, who has done fantastic work for us for about 20 years or more. So, we were glad to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm sure this won't be the last time we see that. And those are quick, easy projects, and they certainly raise a good message. So, Mike, of course, anything before we get into the bulk of what we want to discuss, especially what's going on in Minnesota, anything that we missed overnight that you wanted to talk about?
No, it's been quiet. We just got a lot of rain coming this morning. Want people to turn around and don't drown if you see those roadways that have water over them this morning. So, but besides that, it's been pretty quiet.
You know, actually, speaking of that, we have a lot of potholes kind of near where we work, and it's a privately owned road, so I can't go to the county really about it. But I'm just curious, whenever people come across a pothole in a flooded roadway, or maybe it's raining, the roadway itself isn't flooded except for that pothole, and it's within city limits, how would you recommend somebody going about that if an accident were to be caused from that, or if a tire were to burst?
Well, if it's a situation that's dangerous, they can call 911 and let us know because it could cause somebody an injury or worse their life. So they can do that. But if it's just a pothole or something like that, 311 is available for city citizens to call and get drains cleared of debris. And a lot of times that's why roadways fill up with water, is because the drainage has been blocked by debris.
Right, right. You know, then that's actually one of the things we heard in city council, maybe fining people who don't clean up their yard clippings after they mow the lawn, stuff like that. We don't have to necessarily get into all of that, but I know that's one of the topics that was brought up at city council. So we have Mike Wood on, Officer Mike Wood of the Pensacola Police Department, Public Information Officer. Of course, the rest of the country is very well aware of what happened in Minnesota regarding a police officer who says that she accidentally pulled out her gun rather than her taser, and with a single gunshot, she killed the suspect that was involved. And Mike, I just, from your perspective, from a law enforcement perspective, just wanted to get your thoughts on the whole situation, but also, you know, is it a common thing to possibly mistake a taser with your gun? How should an officer position these weapons on their belt? I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole situation.
Well, first of all, it's not common. It's happened 18 times since 2001. And when you consider that we have millions of interactions with citizens every day across the country, it's very, very few. So 18 times since 2001. Our department, as well as law enforcement agencies across the country that use tasers, make sure that those two weapons are separate from each other. Most of the time, the taser is on the front or the complete opposite side of the duty belt, where the officer has to use a cross-draw motion to get that taser, and where the firearm is right at the dominant hand, which is most of the time on the officer is the right side, and it's right there at his dominant hand. So they are separated by design to make sure that mistakes don't happen. But when you involve human beings, which police officers are, just like airline pilots in the medical profession, as long as human beings are involved, mistakes are going to happen. And what happened in Minnesota was certainly unfortunate.
It was, and of course, the quick critic will come out who likely doesn't have any law enforcement experience and say that, well, no, they did that on purpose, or no, they should have known better. But when you're thrusted into a situation that happens in just a quick moment's notice, really anything can happen. And this person has since been arrested and charged with manslaughter. We'll let that play out. I won't really ask your comments on that section of it, but we'll certainly let this all play out and see where it goes. Well, Mike, I know Andrew and you like to talk about myths that take place in police-related shows or movies. Any myths that you've come across that you wanted to dispel?
Yeah, there is one. If you watch, again, these cop shows that are on TV, you'll see a crime scene. Just everybody shows up and everybody goes to that crime scene. You'll have local politicians show up. A lot of times the chief of police will just walk right in. Everybody just goes in and walks all over the crime scene, and that's something that just simply in the real world does not happen. A crime scene is a very secure place. Only the officers that are working that specific scene are in there. Most of the time, the chief of police and mayors and city councilmen and places and things like that, if they do come to the scene, they stay well outside the scene, because once you go in there, it's documented that you've been in there. So that sort of thing doesn't happen. It's a very secure area.
Oh, Mike, you are explaining an episode of Criminal Minds right now. This is a show my fiance has me watching all the time, where a crime will happen, the FBI shows up, half of the police department's there, the mayor is there, everyone is there at this crime scene discussing a scenario that took place, and you're here to say that's not always the case. So, good, thank you, because often we get this image painted about what law enforcement is because we simply watch too much TV.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's one that doesn't happen, and again, it's a very controlled environment for a good reason, because if too many people breach that crime scene, you could end up losing the case in court.
All right. Well, anything before we let you go that you wanted to get out there, any messages PPD wants to pass on?
That's it. We just want everybody to go out and have a good, safe week, and I look forward to speaking with you guys next week.
Well, Officer Mike Wood, Public Information Officer of the Pensacola Police Department, as always, we appreciate the time. We appreciate what you do for us. Stay safe out there, especially in this rain. We appreciate the time.
We'll do it. Thank you.